والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. Companions رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين, when they described the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would say, ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The companions رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين say that we have never seen anyone smile more than the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was constantly smiling. Another companion radiyallahu majma'in radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, when I met an Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the first time that I met him, he never declined me. Meaning if someone came to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wouldn't say I'm too busy or ignore him. He would make himself available. Yani he was open for the Sahaba radiyallahu majma'in. As a matter of fact, after Salat al-Fajr, he would turn around, he would look at the companion radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They say that he would take attendance to make sure all the companion radiallahu anhu ajma'in were there for Fajr. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was Khalifa, he continued it. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he was Khalifa, he continued it. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to take attendance, if he didn't see anyone there, he would go and find them. There was a narration in Hayat Sahaba. One time Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, after Salat al-Fajr, he's taking attendance. Because if you miss Fajr, if one person misses Fajr, you affect the entire community. Because you didn't pray Fajr, and it is, you need to pray in the masjid. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, one day, he noticed that one young companion, he wasn't there. So he, after Salat al-Fajr, he did attendance, he didn't see him. So he went to that person's house, and the mother opened the door. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, where's your son? Oh, he's not feeling that well, he was up all night, he's a little sick. Okay, go call him. So she quickly rushes and she calls her son and says, Amir al-Mu'mineen is calling you. So he runs to the door and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu yells at him, when I call you, you answer, but when Allah calls you to the masjid, you don't answer. The azan was called to the masjid, you didn't answer that. But I came to your door and you ran to me. So the Prophet after Salat al-Fajr, when he would take its attendance, afterwards he would ask, did any of you see a dream so I can interpret, I can tell you what it means? Did something happen last night? Did someone pass away? Is someone sick so we can go visit them? So the Sahaba says, from the day I met an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never declined me. He made himself fully available. إِذَا أَكْبَرَ أَكْبَرَ جَمِيعًا وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَ أَدْبَرَ جَمِيعًا. Imam Bukhari mentions in Adab al-Mukhrad that al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he faced you fully. And when he turned his back completely. It's not like he had his face facing this way and his body was going that way. He didn't do this. He gave you his full attention. What do? We, sitting on the table, we put our phone right there. Even if it's upside down, it still shows their focus on the phone and the person you're talking to. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never rejected anyone. He wanted to talk to him, he was available. Obviously, if he's busy, he has to run home. But in general, Prophet was always available. And that companion, he says, from the day I became Muslim, it was never a time when I met an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except when he looked at me, he smiled. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrations go in Shabbat al-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very cheerful face. The power of smiling. If someone is sad, having a bad day, and you just stare at them for a moment. You look at them, they look sad. What do you do? You look at them and you just smile. You didn't do anything else. All you did was look at them and smile. That smile would have such an effect on that person. Why are you smiling at me? And automatically that person will smile too. Why are you staring at me? You're smiling. And it will lead that person to smile. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anytime he met the companion radiallahu ajma'in, he would just smile at them and all of their worries goes away. And I end with this narration. There was, in the battle of Uhud, there was a rumor that spread that an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. One of the female sahabiyah, a female companion, she's going to the ranks of the sahaba radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the army. And someone tells her, Mata Abuk, your father passed away. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ma fa'ala bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, we will return to Allah anyways. I'm worried about the Prophet, what's happening with him? She continues. Someone tells her, Mata Ibnuk. Someone tells her, your son has passed away. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ma fa'ala bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the situation of the Prophet? She continued, Mata Afu, and another iteration, Mata Ammuk. She continues, and they tell her, your uncle passed away. They tell her, your brother passed away. She would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ma fa'ala bi Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the situation of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We're not going to return to Allah. I'm more worried about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So someone told her, Alhamdulillah, bi khair. He's fine, don't worry about it, the Prophet is fine. She says, no, I need to see him. After she sees him, she says, she said, every worry, every affliction, and every calamity is gone by just looking at your face. When I see Ya Rasulullah, I forget about my worries. Your face, your smile, your beauty, it makes all the worries go away. So inshallah, from this moment, make a very strong habit, a very firm habit. Anytime you meet someone, even if you're having a bad day, smile at them. Anytime you meet someone, smile at them. And I'm pretty sure there's many people in this community that anytime you look at them, all you can do is just smile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to follow the teachings of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.